and scienceofaesthetics.net.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cornelius Eady of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Why men great till they gotta be great? Woo! I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% dead. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems. That's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them. That's the goddess in
you
me.
You could have had a bad, bad, not committal. Help you with your career, just a little.
Which about me? Who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the singing single. Ain't worried about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. In a minute, yeah, yeah. I don't play tag, stop in it. We don't quit with lies, we don't do goodbyes, we just keep it pushing like aye, aye, aye. I'ma hit you back in a minute. Pushing like aye, aye, aye. Why men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friends set me down.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio Live. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Oh, yeah. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. That was Truth Hurts by Lizzo. We're here in front of our studio audience, preparing to bring you Censored. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather. I'm so sorry, guys.
WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, held what essentially was a town hall meeting about affordable housing at Bliss Towers in Hudson September 4th. WGXC broadcast the meeting live on 90.7 FM and has a recording in the WGXC audio archives. More than 70 people squeezed into the community room at Bliss Towers to ask the congressperson questions. Delgado said funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has decreased. Delgado said, and I quote, "As the need is increasing, the funding to enable to address the need is declining."
The first piece about home ownership and how we can provide more programming to ease the costs associated, the local property, all the taxes that are associated with it. How do we help homeowners deal with that? There's a lot of federal programs right now that are designed, and I mentioned this, the low-income tax credit, for example. There's a lot of credits that are designed to help investment in rental buildings, but there aren't as many federal programs designed to provide tax credits in a meaningful way for homeowners. And I think if we do a better job in the federal government devising a tax scheme that enables young homeowners, particularly homeowners who aren't wealthy, an ability to earn credit towards their home, that can alleviate some of the more local dynamics that are ongoing on the ground.
First Ward Alderperson Kamal Johnson, a WGXC volunteer programmer, also running for mayor as a Democrat, organized the event and introduced Delgado and said, and I quote, "One of the things we wanted to do in hosting this event is make sure that our congressman hears from the people that are being affected by the housing issue. It's different when we get statistics and different things like that than when you hear a person's story and you put a face to the story," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris Sommerfeld reports in the New York Daily News that the Trump administration is taking $160 million from West Point and putting it towards the president's southern border wall. The story details 127 military facilities nationally with funding shifted to the border wall without congressional approval. In the Hudson Valley, work was expected to begin next year on the new engineering center and parking garage at the West Point Military Academy. In all, the Pentagon is redirecting $3.6 billion towards wall construction. Read more about this story in the New York Daily News. Clarence Panto reports for the Berkshire Eagle. Lenox is the latest Massachusetts border town adding marijuana retail stores. Jim Najami, the owner of the Spirited Wine and Liquor Store, is looking for a location after a new Lenox Road location prompted questions about traffic issues. Last May, town voters approved a 2-mile-long commercial zone along the state highway for marijuana sales. Lenox only allows 2 marijuana businesses, and Naveen Shah, owner of the vacant restaurant building at the top of the Lenox Commons Mixed Development Complex, has expressed interest in a shop there. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Christy Gustafson Barlett reports for the Albany Times-Union that Fox Sports 980, Albany's sports radio, is now broadcasting on 95.9 FM, your music station. Playing Hits is gone, replaced with national sports hosts repeated from the 980 AM signal, with rights to air games from the Boston Red Sox, some NFL games, and some college basketball tournament play. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. A few days before Halloween and 2 weeks before Election Day, early voting begins. Locally, Greene County has one location in Catskill, while voters registered in Columbia County have 3 locations to vote ahead of November 5th. The county office building in Hudson, the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building in Valencia, and the Copec Town Hall in Copec. In Greene County, early voting takes place October 26th through November 3rd at the Greene County Office Building, 411 Main Street, room 430 in Catskill. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
And welcome to the better weather. Today will be nice again, starting in the upper 50s. The temperature will rise to 70 by 2 p.m. A little rain and lows in the 50s overnight will lead to a high of 68 tomorrow, with some light precipitation for some in the afternoon. On the river, high tides will be at 9:24 a.m., 9:54 p.m. Low tides will be 3:42 a.m. and at 3:57 p.m. Water temperature will be 75 degrees. Looking way up, we see the planetary neighborhood is kind of quiet as we wait for the solar blast due to arrive over the weekend. Current solar wind speed is 499 kilometers per second at 2.6 protons per milliliter. This has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Just listening to Clubhouse theme song written by Sil Rea. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of Censored. I'm DJ Squirtle, here with
DJ Charizard,
DJ Phoebs.
All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene. We'll be right back after some brief messages.
People all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness.
Helping themselves and helping each other.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Millones de personas en el país están reconstruyendo sus vidas
y recuperándose de las adicciones y los desórdenes mentales, ayudándose unos a otros.
Para remisión a tratamiento por trastornos mentales y uso de sustancias, llama al 1-800-662-4357.
Patrocinado por el Departamento de Salud y Servicios Humanos de los Estados Unidos.
Yeah. universe. I cannot die because it's my universe. I don't really care if you cry. I don't really shouldn't ever lie. Should've saw the way she looked me in my eyes. She said, baby, I am not afraid to die. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge.
Hey, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. And you were just listening to EXO Tour Life by Lil Uzi Vert. And the reason I chose that song to be played on air is it's kind of because, you know, it's Recovery Month. And Lil Uzi Vert, he's a recovering artist and decided to go sober after one of the passing of, you know, a fellow rapper that was also in... of this generation, so yeah, Lil Peep.
Cool. Thanks for sharing. Well, y'all, it's September. Of the year.
Please
come
don't.
On now.
Please
what
don't.
Is it?
No.
School.
No. No. Can summer
it's
restart like, itself.
We're so excited about it that we're gonna spend 3 weeks.
I would wish, but no.
Talking
I actually
about
don't.
It.
I was actually pretty excited to go to school this year.
Right.
I was looking forward to it until
got there?
Until I stepped in the building and thought about it.
I was pretty okay with going back, and then school happened.
Yeah, and then I thought about it. I've seen all my friends, and I was super excited, and I had so much fun on the first day, and I thought about it, and then I remembered that I actually had to do work.
I don't want to go back.
Yeah.
It's cool, you only got like 300 days left.
See, because some kids actually see it as like, oh, we're working for non-profit. Your education is your profit, is what.
That's not my problem. I'm not trying
that's
to.
That's why I was just like, oh, now that I think about it, I am working pretty hard. I don't really understand the system, but yeah, Board of Education.
Making that investment.
They made
education.
Stupid rules this year.
Yeah,
what kind of stupid
there
rules?
There was some new stuff that. We won't get into, but...
I know, well, last week we talked about the school discipline stuff. Sounds like that was back
yeah.
up. A lot of concern about people missing school, messing about, mm-hmm. or doing whatever it is you might be
yeah.
doing when you're not in school, which isn't always
new attendance
about.
Policy and mm-hmm. things of that sort. And also, I'm probably going to be doing some stuff with the school, going to a school board meeting as a student representative for... You know, just representing boys in general, so they'll actually be able to wear a headband or a do-rag and not be mentioned as being affiliated in a gang
mm-hmm.
and not just mentioned as somebody that's lesser when you see people all over the world that can go to school with anything on. And there can be a group of girls that are walking in the hallway with the same color bandana, but when a group of boys does it and wants to wear all blue durags with their friends and wants to walk through the hallways and look cool, they can't do that because of the rules.
So you're trying to equalize it, make sure it's fair across
mm-hmm.
the board, not have that bias
heard
showing
so
up against certain people and not others.
I just want my voice to be heard, like around the school, because I see it as sexist. I don't like it.
Heard, yeah.
I don't like the fact that boys are seen as lesser. And I just want everybody to feel like they have a place in the school and they're not seen as, like, just downed all the time.
Right. And it's like fighting for more freedom for everybody to express themselves, mm-hmm. right? Like, whatever.
No offense to girls. No girls were hurt.
Right. You're not trying
speech.
To keep any of the girls from having access
yeah,
to wearing what
yeah.
they want to wear, are you? Right?
No,
it's not. It's
not.
Just about, like, naming that there's this particular bias that, like,
yeah, like
are boys seen as more dangerous or more likely to be in gangs
right,
or whatever,
like,
getting a different treatment about
even,
it.
Even girls coming into school with matching outfits. And then when boys do it, oh, wait, what? You're in a gang? One little, like, spark from somebody in the back of the classroom, like, can start it all.
I think it's awesome
that's
that you're finding your voice that way. And that you're going to yep. go to the school board about it. Or is that what, it, yeah, as an
yeah,
advisor.
I spoke
yeah.
to the superintendent who's who's also male. So
that's super cool. Like, way to stand up for what you believe in and continue that. Yeah. So
it's just something I really look forward to. Like at like coming home, just I think about that stuff, and I'm kind of thinking about some of the stuff I would like I wanted to do with other like people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want them to know like that they have a say so in things.
Yes.
Like they want to wear their Nike headband to school because they can't. A white Nike headband, of course, you can't. It doesn't matter what color. It only matters your gender. And the our principal told me today, our vice principal, I should say, our assistant principal, he told me, I asked him about it, you know, and he told me, sorry, buddy, you're not a girl.
What?
Is what was said to me.
Well, that's like directly affirming the thing that's concerning. That's weird.
But I just don't let that stuff bother me.
No, you're just going to go deal with it.
Yep. Just going to take it to the school board.
A little more music featuring artists in recovery.
No big
straight edge.
I feel like Pac. I shoot the shot. I'm coming in. Well, I got the steamer. I bring the fire, but you never seen her. I testify, I don't need a subpoena. They want my soul, better go to Korea. I love my dog just like I'm Peter. Gotta protect him. I made the call, but just like I'm rapping. I know we left, yeah, now we back together. But I guess that is better now, later than never. Like, what's happening? I'ma need y'all, quit asking when. Me and my wife gonna have some kids. Right now, we just practicing. Practicing. Teacher said, quit rapping, man. That gonna hurt my average. I said, thank God I ain't average. Yeah, I'm a bright young man. Kill the GPA, and the BPM. Look, we on. So say what you say, cause that's A with Lecrae. From the A train to the A, I'm coming in hot. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot the shot. I'm coming in hot.
Wake him up. See him still sleeping, so I had to shake him up. I kept it too real. Yeah. I wasn't faking up. No. My real life was a headline. Your real life got a deadline. My timeline was a hashtag. Your timeline just a hate crime. Coming in hot, feeling like Pop. Back in 94 when he took 5 shots. Too much drive to ride your wave. Ditch my top, then I'm off that lot. Black on black on black on black on black on black on black. You don't have to ball a rap to get them racks on racks. Uber poolers trying to catch my vibe and find my way. Yeah, I know I'm ratchet, but I'm really safe. Hot sauce dripping. Everybody wanna start dipping. First, nobody wanna listen. Now everybody pay attention. Now everybody pay fee. Even Trump gotta take a knee. When the horn blow, y'all gonna see. Make the wall fall down like, yee. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot the shot. I'm coming in hot. Coming in hot. Coming in hot. Shoot that shot. Shoot that shot. Shoot, why not? Hey, why not? Ain't no big. Ain't no big. Feel like Pac. Feel like Pac. We can't lose. We can't stop. We can't stop. Yeah, coming in hot. Coming in hot. Coming in hot.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That was Lecrae and Andy Mineo with Coming In Hot. We are featuring music from Straight Edge and Artists in Recovery.
Because it's September.
Yeah, September. School.
Recovery month.
Recovery month. School, you know, big things coming on in September.
How does school affect risk of substance use and exploitation and stuff like that for kids? Is there more of that happening when school starts? Or is that present?
No, I wouldn't say when school starts. I'd say more towards the middle when kids are kind of settled more.
Right, like, when people are used to the rules and like
when like they try to push it away from you for you more to want to do it more, because then right. you think, oh, it's the teachers, we're not going to listen to the teachers, they have no say so in what I want to do with my life and my decisions, so right. I'm going to go and do this because this sounds fun.
So you're saying there's a counter effect, actually, for certain people telling you right. not to do something.
Right.
Like, if someone tells you not to do something, people are just like, you know what? That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Every effect has a, like, every action has a reaction.
Do voices from your peers have a bigger impact than voices of your teachers in terms of?
Depends.
Yeah.
Depends
really
on
depends.
If, like, you, if you know that person and you know that person, like, wouldn't lie to you.
It also depends on what they're saying.
Yeah.
Well, you all came up with a message for your peers.
yeah. We did
that PSA featuring Aisha.
Should we find out if it works?
Yeah,
let's do it.
I saw you in the bathroom.
Don't do it.
I saw you in the halls.
Don't do it.
I seen you in the school locker room.
Don't do it.
If you want a vape-free escape, the clubhouse is open Thursday through Saturday, 3 to 9 p.m., ages 12 to 18.
All right, we out.
Deuces. I fit it in there.
Oh, that's awesome. I fit it in there. Vaping in the bathroom? Wow.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. In the back of the class?
Don't do it.
Doing in the locker rooms?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I was reading this study, according to the CDC, like the federal research, that there's been a 78% increase. That's like almost doubling the number of kids who have been vaping from 2017 mm-hmm. to 2018.
Wow.
Have you like seen that in your own school the last 2-3 years? That's like
yes.
just an
yeah. I've definitely seen
growth.
It.
Yeah.
Well, some kids have health class, some kids don't.
Everyone has health class.
Mostly. Mm-hmm. Minus 6th and 7th grade.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So.
Whoever says, though, that it's not cool to be straight edge if you want to be is not true.
It's not true.
Hearing on, like, amazing music on the show, which I appreciate.
Yeah, man.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has a talent.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's special in their own way.
Y'all are vaping in the bathroom and you're super cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
All right. Well, we're coming up on our half hour mark. So we're going to take a little break from our conversation, let you hear the local news updates, and we'll be back. Clubhouse
Bye.
Radio.
Bye.
This is Teeth by 5 Seconds of Summer.
The best thing in my life. Sometimes when I look at you, I see my wife. Then you turn into somebody I don't know, and you push me away, push me away, yeah.
Call me in the morning to apologize. So sweet, talk so pretty, but you're got to.
the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grand. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. Montgomery C. Smith Elementary School in Hudson will soon have a renovated auditorium. School Superintendent Maria L. Stoudemire announced August 20th the elementary school's concert hall is now closed until mid-November. The old seats have been removed and will be replaced, but before the new seats can be installed, the auditorium must undergo asbestos abatement and painting. The contractor is expected to install the seats by mid-November, just in time for the space to be ready for the annual holiday concerts. The district has new audiovisual equipment on order as well. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. WKBW-TV Buffalo is reporting State Senator Brad Holliman announced September 5th he has introduced legislation that would allow New York students to take mental health days. The new legislation would establish mental or behavioral health issues as a permitted reason for an absence. This would also require the New York State Education Department to implement the change in law. According to a recent study, the number of children and teenagers treated in America's emergency rooms for suicide attempts and suicidal thoughts nearly doubled between 2007 and 2015. In New York, nearly 4,500 kids were hospitalized for self-harm in 2016. The bill's sponsor, State Senator Brad Holliman, a Manhattan Democrat, said, and I quote, "We need to recognize suicide and self-harm among young New Yorkers as the major public health crisis that it is. Demolish the stigma around mental health care and do everything within our power to help kids who are struggling seek treatment," end quote. Similar laws have been enacted in Oregon, Utah, and Minnesota. Read the full story at WKBW.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting state environmental conservation officers patrolling on the Catskill Creek and Hudson River August 23rd followed an oil sheen in the water to a boat that was 90% underwater. The oil was originally spotted by a marina owner who alerted the DEC officers. When located, the boat was leaking fluids, sending a bright, multicolored sheen down Catskill Creek. The DEC's spill response unit worked with the officers to contain the spill, and the boat was removed from the creek later that same night. The boat owner is responsible for the cost of the water cleanup and the vessel removal. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. State health officials are encouraging people to refrain from using vape products. The advice comes as they continue to investigate the cause of a severe respiratory illness affecting hundreds of vape users nationwide. A second death linked to the illness was reported September 5th in Oregon. No deaths have been reported in New York, but the case count continues to increase. State health officials have received 34 reports of severe respiratory illness in patients since June, up from 25 reported less than a week ago. The patients all use cannabis-containing vape products before falling ill. Officials believe the products, with names like Dank Vapes and Chronic Carts, are counterfeits sold on the black market. Investigators are looking at the presence of vitamin E acetate in the products and the vaping devices being used as potential sources of the problem. New York officials said that vitamin E acetate is not found in any of the state's approved medical marijuana products. State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker urged the public to be vigilant about the vaping products they may be using and further advised New Yorkers to immediately contact their health care provider if they develop any unusual symptoms. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Keep stalling and keeping it together. People around gotta find something to say. call me Hell. They call me Stacy. They call me Her. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Quite, but I'm a diet. Mary Jo Lisa, always the same. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. I'm Mr. Catch if they throw me the ball. I'm the last chip standing up.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXE, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. I'm DJ Squirtle, here with
DJ Charizard.
DJ
Phoebs.
You were just listening to That's Not My Name by the Tink Tings.
Yeah.
And it's back to school month and recovery month. And we're here talking about both of those things and through music.
It's time to learn.
Everyone still gets my name wrong, and it's my senior year.
Oh, very frustrating.
I'm sorry, Emily. I'm sorry. I feel so sorry for you.
Such a struggle.
I'm going to be a freshman next year, but yeah, not this year.
That's going to.
Yeah.
You're going to love high school.
Oh, wow. Didn't she say Katie once?
For our listeners, the question at hand is, what is this musician's actual
name?
What
is her name?
Because it's obviously not all these other things.
It's not. It's
definitely not Stacy.
It's not Jane.
Katie White,
it's not
apparently.
Jane.
It's Katie White.
Generic. Okay.
Oh, I heard. I thought I heard her say, my name's Katie.
Well, we know her name now.
It's Katie White. Wow, it sounded like all those things.
I could have sworn it sounded like Jane.
Yeah, Stacy, Jane. You know.
Yeah, of course.
It sounds like it.
How about Phil on the local news update giving us some more
good job, Phil.
Vaping information?
Yes, Phil.
A lot of issues. I mean, he was talking about big news, about some issues folks are having with health around. Oh, yeah? Yeah? Oh, I haven't used the sound machine in so long.
The sound machine has made a reappearance.
Yeah.
Sound machine's returned for once. And
yeah, what was Phil? Did y'all catch what Phil was talking about with the vaping stuff?
Yeah, so like he mentioned that people who smoked cannabis before starting to Juul, you know, it's more likely that their lungs are going to...
Well, I think it was a specific type of vape that uses marijuana, but that there was something included in that chemical, separate of the marijuana itself, that was making it more at risk for some of the lung collapse issues that have been going on. So
right.
That's what he was saying. And I think, honestly, it doesn't matter. You, like, fill in the blank for whatever it is, substitute the substance that you might be doing. You got to be super careful, right? There's like a ton of ways this stuff can, you know.
Good pound there, though.
Can go different ways and cause health
fill
issues.
Fill in the blanks.
Fill in the blank. Phil's having to fill in the blank. So anyway, just like, you know, another deterrent around some of this stuff is like, might be cool to like go and try vaping, and next thing you know, you end up with some vape that like makes your lung collapse apparently.
Yeah,
so
next thing you know, you've got popcorn lung and
you don't need that.
Nah, you're in school and you sound like you're in your mid-50s.
Wow.
Just in the back of the classroom. Answers for. You know.
What other musicians have y'all queued up for the show today? We've been featuring musicians who are in recovery or straight laced about it. Sober, Eminem, somebody came up.
We've got Gucci Mane. 21 Savage.
21 Savage. I recently just found out like a few months ago that he was British. It was actually pretty shocking to me. But like then when I go back I can kinda hear it. And then I'm like, oh, wow, how did I not notice before?
Yeah. What should we listen to? What we got over there?
Gucci Mane. we can do 21.
Oh my god, you just said Gucci, but.
Yeah, I want to do Gucci.
All right.
This song's pretty lit.
Like a preschooler in my garage playing switcheroo. I parked the red one, picked the yellow one in front of the blue. I had to count it blues, now every day I'm counting blues. No leaning mountain dews, grew up, I'm so proud of you. Accountants counted two steps so tall, got a mountain view. My house so big, this business took it for the fountain blue. First time I cop the deuce, said grew up, I'm so proud of you. Who watched the trap guard and they quote me more than Dr. Seuss. I'm way richer than when I got out 3 years ago. I freestyle, don't even write, don't even think no more. Put the lean down, I don't want it, I don't drink no more. You ain't my friend, you ain't my rhyme, and we can't link no more. Ran out of places to tattoo, can't get no ink no more. Fresh out parole and I can't go back to the clink no more. I had to count it blues, now every day I'm counting blues. No leaning mountain dews, grew up, I'm so proud of you. New clothing line, call it the Atlantic. My pinky ring sunk the Titanic. She say I'm fine, she threw up. The coldest on the planet. Who dropped the top, I call her Janet. Them boys fell off, it's like they vanished. Extendo took this gigantic. I up the scrap them panic. I'm way richer than when I got out 3 years ago. I freestyle, don't even write, don't even think no more. Put the lean down, I don't want it, I don't drink no more. You ain't my friend, you ain't my rhyme, and we can't link no more. Ran out of places to tattoo, can't get no ink no more. Fresh out parole and I can't go back to the clink no more. I had to count it blues, now every day I'm counting blues. No leaning mountain dews, grew up, I'm so proud of you.
It's just like...
There it is again. that was... Gucci Mane.
Your mic's not up.
Oh, I am?
What's up? I think we're up.
Are we up?
We're up.
Are we up? Emily. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, Emily, you were the one.
Oh, I
couldn't
hear.
It's definitely your turn.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely your turn, Emily. Definitely your turn. Yeah, I you know, I was in confusion for a second, but yeah, Gucci Mane. It's Gucci. Yeah. Yeah, so what are some of the lines that stuck out for you, Emily?
I just had them in like my head and I forgot of them.
Well, one that kind of stuck out for me was no more lean and Mountain Dew's Guap, I'm so proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Guap. Guap is Gucci Mane. He's proud of himself.
Uh-huh.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to be proud of yourself, because if you have nothing to look back on, then really you just, I wouldn't say you wasted your life, but, you know, I mean, live your life to the fullest, man.
Some lines that stuck out for me were, put the lean down, I don't want it, I don't drink no more. You ain't my friend, you ain't my rock. Man, we can't like no more. That was, it's just like, he learned that, like,
Not everybody.
It's not your friend. Yeah. Like, the drugs he was taking, like, they weren't.
They weren't
for him. Like, they were.
See, look at that thought process. Look at that. That thought process. High five. That was a high five.
No one was slapping anyone. It was just a high five.
Yeah. Just,
no violence. Violence is not the answer.
No violence. High fives. Just give high fives. So,
high fives.
We've got like a lot more music to keep playing for folks, but before we wrap up, kind of the talking bit of our show.
Oh, this is 21 Savage.
Yeah. Hey. We can give it a go and then come back in. Yeah. I mean, I was just wondering, you know, if y'all have any, because I like this part, like, have any messages while we're on the radio that you want to send to, like, friends or people in school right now about, like, what you're thinking about, what you're stirring.
Don't do it.
Just some, like, advice for high school. Don't worry about what people are thinking about you. Mm. It's not important. Just focus on your schoolwork.
Be you.
Like, if you like yourself, that's all that matters. Don't listen to anybody. Like,
here comes 21
of your
Savage.
Peers. Listen to your teachers and your
yeah
counselors and the principal. Do that.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
But don't listen to your peers.
And excellent rap music.
Let me say yes. Your name. And excellent rap.
This is A Lot by J. Cole and 21 Savage.
Which one of you got a lot?
A lot.
A lot.
A lot. How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many done die?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you? Run with these thighs.
Every day that I'm alive, I'ma ride with this stick. I'd rather be broke in jail than be dead and rich. Told my brothers take my breath if I turn to a snitch. But I'm 21 for L, ain't no way I'ma switch. Penitential chances just to make a couple bucks. My heart so cold, I could put it in my cup. Game versus the world, me and my dog, it was us. Then you went and wrote a statement and that really fucked me up. My brother lost his life and it turned me to a beast. My brother got life and it turned me to the streets. I've been through the storm and it turned me to a G. But the other side was sunny, I get paid to rap on beats. How much money you got?
A lot.
How many problems you got?
A lot.
How many people done doubted you?
A lot.
Left you out to rot?
A lot.
How many pray that you flock?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many done die?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you? Run with these thighs.
I drove back home, 6 hour drive, six and a half. Before I left, I stopped by and seen my 21 in the studio. Yeah, two of his kids with him right in the studio. That's when I knew. Stand up, I love seeing like that. Question. How many faking they streams? Getting they plays from machines. I can see behind the smoke and mirrors, they ain't really big as they seem. I never say anything. Everybody got their thing. Some n****s make millions, other n****s make memes. I'm on a money routine. I don't want smoke, I want cream. I don't want no more comparisons. This is a marathon, and I'm aware I've been playing a bet from a lack of promotions. I never was one for the bragging and boasting. I guess I was hoping the music would speak for itself, but the people want everything else. Okay, no problem, I show up on every one album. You know what the outcome will be. I'm betting a thousand. It's got to the point that these rappers don't even like rapping with me. Come on, 21 Savage just hit me and told me he sent me a spot on a new record he got. He called it a lot. I open my book and I jot. Pray for Tekashi, they wanting a rap. I picture him inside a cell on a cot, reflecting on how he made it to the top, wondering if it was worth it or not. I pray for Markel because they up a shot. Just want you to know that you got it, my new. Though I never met you, I know that you special. And that the Lord bless you, don't doubt it, my new. Then it's my junior, stay solid, my new. I'm on a tangent, not how I planned it. I had some fans that hopped in a band and shit when they thought that I wasn't gonna pan. Now I got a plan. They say the success is the greater revenge. Tell all your friends, call on a mission. Submitting the spot is the greatest that did it before it all ends.
How much money you got?
A lot.
How many problems you got?
A lot.
How many people done doubted you?
A lot.
Left you out to rot?
A lot.
How many pray that you flock?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many done died?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you? Run with these thighs.
That was 21 Savage and J. Cole, both artists who do not smoke or drink. We're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you are 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for a radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Fridays at 5 p.m. We'll finish with some shout-outs. A big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Juice Branch, Relish Delights, Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses, and Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. Big thank you to DJ Phoebs, DJ Charizard, and DJ Squirtle today. It was awesome. And we'd like to close out with who we got? Oh, somebody who everybody knows is in recovery and is really outspoken about it and has come back huge, Eminem. We've got Venom. And if that doesn't totally finish us out, we've also got Marmalade by Macklemore and Lil Yachty, also both living a sober and straight edge lifestyles. So thank you, and we'll see you next week.
I got a song filled with shit for the strong-willed. When the world gives you a raw deal, set you off till you scream, piss off, screw you when it talks to you like you don't belong. Tells you you're in the wrong field when something's in your mitochondria, cause it latched on to you like knock knock, let the devil in, malevolent as I've ever been, head is spinning, this medicine screaming, nick nick nick, let us in, it nick nick like a solid ball, let your Allen pole, bedridden, should have been dead a long time ago, liquid Tylenol, gelatin, sneak my skeleton's melting, wicked, I get all high when I think I smell the scent of elephant. Manure, hell, I'm in Kahlua, screw it, to hell with it. I went through hell with accelerants and blew up myself again. Volkswagen, tailspin, bucket mess is my basket.
I was really hoping that this was totally the version that I thought it was, and it's not. So we're going to go with Marmalade and Royce da 5'9". Thank you.
You know who? that's gonna be a problem. Writing it down, oh no, oh no. We've been grinding from the go. Jump start, I just bought a new whip. Push start, push the coupe down the highway like a go-kart. All my keep that toaster with them like a Pop-Tart. Make them moan and she sound just like Mozart. Pure art. I think they mad because I broke into the game with a crowbar. Top charts, hip-hop ain't the same. We the new stars. Rock stars, look at all my chains. Call them ice pops, ring pops. Let the rain drop on the wristwatch. The cops have Donald Trump. Mac Lamar and LeBall. Anything else I be she riding needs to through know. The town. My music loud. Windows down, yeah, you can hear me now. I turn it up, I need that bass. And my chain so I can't see my face. I be riding through the town, town, town.
Handed me his key, told me go look in the car. So I went out there to look for what he had me to get. I was checking all the seats, but the only thing I saw was a bag of cocaine. Papa was too solid, he ain't never tell a lie. I went in to tell him about it, he said, oh, that must be God. He worked with me at the job, I said, oh, and walked away. He said, oh, before you go, make sure you don't tell your mom about the cocaine. Me and a little homie, we was walking to the store. It was right there on the corner. Then we seen a guy that's homeless. He was wrapped up in the blanket. He was looking really cold. Then he asked us for some change. Then he asked us if we know who had the cocaine. Cocaine. I'm losing my mind trying to figure out how did I inherit so much pain. I drink a lot of alcohol, problems with the law. But I have done better or the same. Daddy never tried.
Okay.